Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for February 12, 2020 to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attended by observation, Jurgens Hill, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. I believe Mr. Bauman is ill today. But first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held January 29, 2020. Approve all claims through February 12, 2020 in the amount of $443,435.28. Accept claims number 2002005 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $2,040 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve caretakers for Pioneer Cemeteries. Approve register of deeds, fees, report, and district court summary, fees report for the month of January 2020. Approve 2020 Gage County Highway Department policy with the townships. Approve utility permit number 1147, Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. They'll be plowing new BFC 12 cable 5 foot below bottom of ditch and boring 5 foot below bottom of culvert, 25 foot south of center of the road in the south grader ditch for 2,200 feet west of south 66th road along East Walnut Road to replace temporary cable located in the northeast quarter section 28 Township 1 North, Range 7 East, Barnston Township. Approve and place on file the Claytonia Rescue Squad 2019 Annual Report. Approve Derek Damro as Planning and Zoning Board Member for a 3-year term. Derek will be replacing Rodney Entz, who moved out of county.
I would move that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any items that anyone would like taken off or discussed? Seeing not, vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2002005 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $2,040. This brings the total amount of claims approved through February 12, 2020 to $445,475.28. This is a company I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 5 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Any comment from the public or request for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors meeting? Comments from the public? If there's anything not on the agenda, now would be the time. All right. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights.
Building grounds, everything is good. Davey's working still, getting the sheriff's department all moved, but everything's in really good shape, both in the courthouse, and they're getting finished up over the sheriff's department.
Equalization.
Everything's okay.
So far, so good. Finance and insurance. Mr. Jurgens.
Large ticket item. Gage County Maps, Base Jeweler Service Grant, $18,964.90. Heating O'Gara, attorney fees, $12,741. Southeast Nebraska, CASA, funding, $10,000. Standard Appraisal Services, maintenance, appraisal, $13,628.50. Road Department, Metal Culverts Incorporated, Project Pipe, $13,570.90. That is the large ticket items, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Human Resources, Employee Relations, Mr. Hill.
The only thing is we'll be having a closed session today for employment.
You were dead.
Law enforcement, emergency management. P&Z, I guess while they're coming up, we do, we will have a public hearing on February 26th at 10:15 a.m. in this room, the county board, board of supervisors room, for adjoining properties within a mile of southeast quarter section 6 in Lincoln Township for an agricultural building that's proposed.
Agricultural slash assembly building. Sports and also possible events.
But that'll be advertised and that
is... Yes, so those are going out today. Those notices, our hopes are again to have it in 2 weeks for you to hear with the board's our commission's recommendation. So those landowners within the 1 mile jurisdiction will hear again.
That's the one you were hoping to be able to do right away, but because of changes on the P&Z, we have to wait now. Is that correct or no?
We needed to meet quorum, yes, okay. And so that's what we needed to do. But yeah, we were able to do that through recommendation last night. So
good deal.
On another note, last night's business was included the UNEL easement portion that you had sent to us. We'll have action on that. We'll formally write a letter for you guys. We are recommending approval for that conservation easement. So. And researching it back further, it truly was meant to be a native prairie back into the 1944. So yeah, we'll send that over and you'll have that information later. But thank you also for appointing Derek. I think he'll be a huge asset to our board. So that was good to have him. He was there at the meeting, obviously, last night. He did not vote or anything, but he was at the meetings learning. So. We're still prioritizing solar. Solar regulations, we're getting closer. We're just waiting on some clarification with Avian studies and the requirements for that, and also setbacks from subdivisions, and specifically whenever you're comparing those to clean energy and the requirements, comparing that to wind versus solar. So trying to be consistent with that. So that's pretty much it. Although our conversations on wind still continue. We still keep that on the agenda. We have not moved any further in terms of we're continuing to gather information. So we'll have that on the agenda for next time also. So today we are meeting on the emergency management side. We're meeting with Highland Township and FEMA. I kind of shared with you at the committee meeting what's happened now as time goes on. A lot of the program specialists are now moving on down to Puerto Rico to the next disaster. And so we have some townships that those people are switching now, and some of our mitigation projects aren't quite complete. So we're going to be working with Highland today, and then also we'll be, the First Wireless will be on the radio side, we'll be installing and doing tower climbing down in the Odell area and also the Barnston area to work on the motor tow drill link. So.
When is your next P&Z meeting?
The 11th, is it? The 10th. 10th, right there.
March 10th?
Yep. And we did set that at 7:30 now. So instead of 6:30.
Okay, so March 10th at 7:30 for the next
P&Z
meeting. Did you have very many people from the public
there? We did have people that were representing all of our things on the agenda. Some representation from wind also, and listening, and had Blake Mines get up last night and just briefly chat about his concerns too. So, okay. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good morning. Not a lot here to report, just an update probably. And as you know, the Murr Trails hoping to come to closure here this end of this week, hopefully. NERPA was down a couple of years ago and did a walkthrough to see our security system, and they were pleased with how we had things set up, so we got a good mark on that. So what we had to deal with, they thought we were doing well. We had an outside media person approach my staff here this week and complimented on the system they had set up. He said they don't see anything quite this good. It's a small facility, so he said he understands the work goes into that and he appreciated it. It kind of helped the staff feel like the work they're doing behind the scenes is working out. So that was good for them to hear that. And then finally, yesterday we had a drug arrest at the station downstairs. So surprised we only had the one, but that's all we had. So pretty good otherwise. So.
Are you able to keep good track of all the additional labor you have? I saw this morning we had four folks down there again.
Till 7 o'clock already. Yes, I have very detailed reports on everything. So.
Because we may as well keep track of the salaried positions too, because that's taken away from their normal duties.
Yeah. We can discuss that. I want to hit them too hard. I want to be fair about it as well. So, but I've got very detailed records on everything. So, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Roden Bridge. Mr.
Bridge. Briefly, bid to Jilton Day on the asphalt overlay project at 9:15. Annual Township Board of Supervisors meeting will be held on February 19th at 7 p.m. at the Extension Office. And Galen has given everyone a copy of the 1- and 6-year road plan. So we'll do that. Hopefully get as much accomplished as we have in the past year.
All right. We have a timed event at 9 o'clock and at 9:15. We'll skip ahead here. Phil's just coming in. I still think we can get through one more item real briefly. Approve or disapprove recommendation for a special designated liquor license to Stone Hollow Brewing Company for a Turkey Always Hunting Heritage Banquet fundraiser located at Four Generations Barn on March 14th, 2020. I don't see an application for that. I'm assuming we have a letter from the sheriff for that one. Which we do, and the sheriff gives his blessing. Is there any discussion on that liquor license application? Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion in a second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jergen, second by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. There is a tire amnesty, so there is discussion on tire amnesty grant, approve or disapprove, approve any changes. There are some changes to that tire amnesty grant that Beatrice Beautiful, or?
It's just the tire amnesty.
Just tire amnesty. The wording that's in there that's been included that is going to be enforced now says grantee is responsible for locating and utilizing commercial scale to weigh empty trailer and full loads of scrap tires collected by the scrap tire hauler. The scale must be long enough to weigh an entire tractor trailer at one time. Weights derived from split weighing will not be accepted. A scale operator must be available at any time the scrap tire hauler needs to weigh empty or full loads. Only machine printed scale tickets will be accepted for reimbursement manually entered. Gross or tear weights will not be accepted. To be eligible for reimbursement, the grantee must submit appropriate supporting documentation. It's basically you can't have a... Gary?
I don't see Paul Hay here, but I can assure the board that Paul's on top of it and it's going to be taken care of.
Well, Linda was going to be here, and Alan is in the hospital, so she wasn't able to attend, but she said it's been in there before. But they will start denying if, for some reason, the driver doesn't go to the place or the machine breaks and they handwrite tickets, the money could be charged to the county. The grant won't pay for it. So she just wants everybody to be aware that it's a possibility if something like that would happen, we would have to pay the bill.
Butler County got the bid, and they're planning on heading west out of town to Highway 15, which means they're going to go through Plymouth and most likely use the scale at the green.
But both ways, empty on the way in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're weighing the tires after they're collected on the way out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that the big hint to this is Boost Feed always was available to weigh, and everything's right there. And but the caveat to that is they had a split weight of loads there because the scale wasn't long enough to accept the full semi.
So you don't think it'll be an issue anyway. If, Counselor, if we would just make a note in that in handwriting in the margin that says no.
Then they would do the amnesty program.
They would not do the amnesty at all then?
No.
Linda indicated that they told her.
Yeah, basically, and we've talked about this in the past, that if you have a potential issue, it hasn't been enforced. Okay, now they say they're going to enforce. Okay. And like Gary says, and I'm sure Paul has looked at that. Because he's the one that talked to me about it a couple of years ago that just said we got to be aware of this. And the whole idea of the program is to clean up the environment. And so they were a little more forgiving on some of these technical rules. But I think they're going to be very careful of that. And with Linda also involved, I don't, from our standpoint, I don't think it's a problem. If it is a problem, the person brings the tires in that isn't complying with the rules will be turned away. They're not going to be happy, but that's just the way.
That would be the stance you would take on it, then. Don't worry about changing anything or making any agreement.
Well, again, the grant says, here's what you agreed to. You don't want it, the grant goes someplace else. So.
And that's reassuring if you know where it's going.
The tires are actually getting weighed after they're collected and going for disposal.
The truck will be weighed coming in empty, which will give you the tire weight.
Yeah.
Then they'll weigh it after they're loaded. They'll come back on the way out and they'll weigh it then also. That way you got the actual load.
But each individual person bringing tires into the disposal site doesn't have to have a weight.
No.
It's afterwards. So it should be good.
There's always been a limit on the amount that they bring in. How will they do that?
I think that's kind of up to Mr. Hay and Mr. Bell.
And this isn't the first rodeo. They've done this for multiple years.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like the first couple of years where you had truckload on top of truckload from the same person. A lot of the stuff's been cleaned up. And I know Paul identified several different locations over the years and begged them to bring them in. And we don't have a lot of that anymore.
Well, Mrs. Grell just wanted to make sure we knew that would more than likely be enforced, and I think Roger's probably right. If that truck doesn't comply, it'll be turned away potentially. So, well, with that, then we will move on to a special event just for discussion.
We already approved the grant long ago.
Oh, okay.
She just wanted you to know that was there.
With that, we'll move on to a little happier subject here, and a little better event. 9 o'clock. Phil, if you'd lead us into the Veterans Honor for Harm Holes.
Sure. It's a privilege to come today. We haven't had any nominations lately, and finally, your Harm was persuaded to finally come forward. I'll tell you a little bit about Harm. He was a private first class in the United States Army. He enlisted on June 6th, 1942. Received his basic training at Camp Rogers, California. After basic training, he was sent to Camp Hood, Texas, now known as Fort Hood. While he was there, he was an instructor on the use of the 50 caliber machine gun. He maintained it. He stayed at Camp Hood for 2 years as an instructor, and from there, Harm was sent to Mississippi for 6 months to train as a gunner on reconnaissance vehicles with 50 caliber machine guns and 37 millimeter cannons. After about 5 months in Mississippi, Harm was sent to Fort Lewis, Washington, to a staging area for troop movements, and from there he got on a ship to Hawaii. It was an 8-day trip. For the 7 or 8 days, the crew was very sick because of the rough seas. In Hawaii, Harm unloaded ships for 6 months, when needed. From Hawaii, the United States Army sent him to the island of Leyte in the Philippines. Leyte is where Douglas MacArthur invaded the Philippines. It took 16 days to get to Leyte, which was a secured island at that point. They stayed in Leyte, which was a staging area to send troops to banned from the incoming invasion. Farm was in Leyte from April 1945 to January of 1946. Although the war had ended in September, he had to wait until January to get on a ship to go to San Francisco, which took 28 days. From San Francisco, he took a train to Fort Logan, Colorado, where he was honorary discharged from the Army on February 4th of 1946. His awards and medals include Sharpshooter Medal, Good Conduct Medal, American Campaign Medal, Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, World War II Victory Medal, Philippine Liberation Medal, and Honorable Service Lapel. At this time, I'd like to introduce Harm Holtz.
Resident of Beach County. I live my office at 1821 Grant Street. And I've had my gift rules right here. Connie's retired postmaster Pickle. Dana, you know her, she's managed to get her to the airport. Jim, her dad, her husband is in security. Marcia, she's Lawrence, and she works out here at the high school as a maintenance girl. I got a bunch of kids, grandkids, great grandkids, which I'm proud of. I was born on 10/1/21. Born 2 miles south and 2 miles west of the old Hanover Church in the house. Yeah. I think that's about all I had. That was not more than a story, but you want to listen to it.
Well, Mr. Holtz, thank you very much for your service. It's wonderful to have residents like you here in Gage County. Mr. Jurgens has a small token of the county's appreciation for you here.
Mr. Holtz, on behalf of the county board, I would like to give you these small tokens of our appreciation. Thank you very
much
for your service, sir.
Thank you, too.
Yes. Thank you, Arm. Thank you.
We'll go on to discuss and approve or disapprove designating a county board member as the voting member for the Engage Annual Banquet. Engage Annual Banquet and Annual Meeting is on February 18th. There's a list of candidates. We'll have three board members that will be elected at that annual banquet. One from the city, two from the county. I don't know if you've had time to review those or not. What we do is we designate a person to vote on behalf of the county. The last couple of years it's been me being the rep. That just lets us put our vote in, basically. And, I mean, it's as far as who to vote for, the last couple of years I've just talked to you guys and gone with who you want. I mean, if you haven't reviewed it, if you could look at the bios that you have and just give me a shout and let me know. I think we can do that. Can't they just call and let me know or catch me and tell me?
Don't get them all together.
But we do need a motion and vote on that.
I would move to designate the chairman, Eric Thiemann, as our voting member at the Engage annual meeting.
Second.
Thank you.
by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. That is something you're all invited to as well, so if you have any questions, get a hold of me or Dawn, and hope you do come to that. It's nice to have county representation on that. Up next is review and approve or disapprove the final settlement and release with Midland Township, Fritz Grove, and Gage County regarding the TP Road. Is there anything you want to go over with us on this, Counselor?
Basically, just a quick summary. We've been through this. It's been an ongoing situation that basically, through the work of Midland Township officials, their council, as well as Galen's office, I know the chairman was also involved at various stages to get this matter brought to a final conclusion, and took a lot of work, so I just want to note this for the record, that a lot of people put a lot of time in getting this resolved, and it would be my recommendation. It contains basically what you're approving here, even though we're tangentially involved. It does have releases that is important for us to get to. So they are planning on closing this yet this week and getting it completely done. So that's why I had to get it up on the agenda today. I'll answer any questions you may have, but it would be my recommendation to approve this settlement and release.
You okay with it, Terry?
this has been an ongoing thing for decades, I think, with Midland.
Yes, it's been a long time.
But I would note that it does resolve some issues that have been, issues for the law enforcement as well as township maintenance on that road, flooding, neighbors. So it is a good resolution. Basically encompasses all these things at once.
And all the involved parties are in favor for it.
Yes. Yeah. The neighbors have been working with Fritz Grove as well as with Midlands. And again, I know that the Midland officials did a real good job hanging in there and getting this thing worked out.
Any additional discussion on this? Not, I'd ask for a motion in a second.
Move to approve.
Second. Moved by Lytle, second by Jergens. Vote. 6 in favor. It is approved.
I think you got them like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're in. The sign.
That will be a relief to, I think, all the parties involved. We have 2 minutes on the clock to a timed event. I guess we can make sure we have all the bids. If anyone has a bid for the overlay project,
technically 3 minutes.
Which clock's technically right?
Well, that one over there when they
stand. Oh. We have 3 minutes. I guess we will go ahead and talk amongst yourself for a few minutes while we wait. We have a timed event at 9:15 on the clock to close, accept, or reject bids referred to as Gage County 2020 Overlay for Asphalt Projects C-34-1160, C-34-1161, and C-34-1162. Oh. Need a motion to close bids.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Hill. Vote. 6 in favor.
Noise.
Yeah,
issues. I have problems too. I'm going to let go.
Goodness.
The first proposal is from Pavers Incorporated. 1160 comes out to be a total of $459,523.78. The Holmesville end, or 1161, comes out to be $1,311,644.28. The alternative for 1161 is the 2-inch cold milling. This is the alternative. Cost is $63,263.34. Picro East, total for project 1162, $2,698,648.75. The start dates approximately from September 1st through October 31st. Is from next bid is from Henningsen Construction, located out of Atlantic, Iowa. The bid for 1160 is $530,212.53. Bid for 1161. $1,453,662.90. The alternative for 1161. I guess I read it differently, so I'm just going to. The cold milling part of it, the 2-inch cold milling, is the amount of $101,815.69.
Repeat that, please.
$101,815.69. total for 1162, $1,680,233.99.
Could you repeat that, Terry?
The last amount?
Yes.
$1,680,233.99. Let me go back to the first one, please. Total for project, $2,698,648.75.
Okay.
On the second one, Red Road. Total for project, $3,664,109.42.
Terry, on the pavers bid, would you give us the total for 1162? Not for all projects, but for project
1162.
$927,480.69.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
All out.
This bid is from Western Engineering Company Incorporated out of Harlan, Iowa. Total for 1160, $475,336.20.
Okay.
total for 1161, $1,280,848.15. The alternate bid on the cold milling, $69,965. The 1162 project, $943,262.39, for a total of $2,762,411.74. This bid is from Warner Construction Incorporated, located at Hastings, Nebraska. Total for 1160, $584,443.78.
Could you repeat that, 584?
$584,443.78. The total for 1161, $1,557,123.10. The alternative for 1161, $116,678. The 1162 project, $1,084,480. I don't want to say it. 1084,480.73. Total for all three projects, $3,226,047.61.
People need to work.
This last one is from Constructors out of Lincoln. Total for 1160, $522,412.64. Total for 1161, $1,324,225.48. The alternative for 1161, $86,609. The 1162, $1,055,688.25. Total for project, $2,988,935.37. I do believe that is the final bid we have. John?
Well, I want to thank all the bidders. It's really nice to have. Well, we have five here.
Mm-hmm.
Five bidders on a project like this. The apparent low right now would be pavers out of Waverly at $2,698,648.75, with the second apparent low, apparent of Western Engineering. I guess I would ask that we send these over to Galen to review, and we anticipate awarding in 2 weeks at our next council or our next board meeting, which would be the 26th of February.
I do
did ask Jeff Manili Wagner's to sit in on this morning in case you guys had any questions. So,
I would like to refer these to Galen and Jeff, Mark Manili's office, who's our engineering office, to review these. You know, on this larger project, you probably don't want to do anything right now. I'm sure these are good for 2 weeks, and 2 weeks or maybe Galen and Jeff will come up with a recommendation for us, and we can make a decision then.
Are there any questions for Jeff while he is here from the board? All right, no further action should be taken at this time then. We don't have to accept these all since we've read them in the record.
Basically, if you want something on the record, just a motion to refer them to Galen for review.
Okay.
Manelli's office.
I'd ask for a motion.
Is that what Terry just did?
Yeah.
Motion by.
I didn't make a motion of it, but yeah, I'll make a motion to give the five enclosed bids to Galen and to Mark Manelli's office to review and come back with a recommendation in 2 weeks.
Second by Jergen, second by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
And it looks like two of these bids are almost covered.
We're close, yeah. That'll give time to review everything. Jeff, we might ask that in 2 weeks with the recommendation to Galen, maybe someone could come down and walk us through things, too, and help steer or guide us as far as what we are going to accept or sure. What direction we might go.
And one thing I didn't bring enough attention on was the starting and finish dates are all of these. I don't know if it's a big deal, but they look like they're all, I didn't read all those in, but most of them were kind of like in the August, September frame, right in that fall type deal. You guys will get that detail down.
Right. Anyway, that's over on the board.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. There's nothing else on the agenda, but we do need to have a closed session for a personnel issue.
What is that time for the meeting with the townships on the 19th? What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
So, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:30 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Lytle.
Yeah.
Vote. We are in closed session at 6-0. We're in closed session at 9:30.
How is Chad going?
I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:18 on the clock.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Vote. 6 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Vote. Oh, you just turned it off. 6 in favor. We are adjourned at 10:18.
We should adjourn sometimes for the